a hilltop, I will ride over it. I'm an eagle. Oh, I am an eagle. God bless you.
Put your hands together for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. Shiloh 2019, I'm breaking limit. To take us further again in this youth forum, Shiloh Youth Forum, we invite the anointed kids for their presentation. Put your hands together for them. Hallelujah.
Shiloh 2019.
Indeed, it's our season of breaking limits. The psalmist says in Psalms 119 and verse 146, he says, I cry to you, save me, that I may keep your testimonies. Some people are here, they have cried unto the Lord, and he has saved them, and they have laid it to heart to share this testimony. It is testimony time. If you hear your name, quickly jump forward and share your testimony with God's people. Mrs. Emapo Rosemary. Stephen Onyelunishe. Olufemi Michael. You can clap for Jesus. The better you clap, the faster they come. Miracle Okponhoro Edire. Rose Effie. Faith Shingu. Abiodun Ebenezer. Esosa Ovabo. Esosa Ovabo. Abiodun Ebenezer. Faith Shingu. The better you clap, the faster your own testimony arrives. Rose Effie. Opo Oro. Michael Edire. Olufemi Michael. Stephen O. And Emma Pofo. Rosemary. Please, you can come forward. Your name. And in 1 minute, I was blind, but now I can see.
Shiloh 2019. I'm Stephen Onyelunisue. I bring you greetings from Living Faith Church at Amaiwa and Delta State. Since 2004, that was 15 years ago, I finished my secondary school, but I prepared going to the higher institutions, all proved abortive. 2014, to God be the glory, I got admission, but finances stopped me. 2017, I bought film again, I succeeded. Finances also stopped me. I didn't stop there. 2018, I also proceed. I bought film, to God be the glory. Today, I'm in my next class in the polytechnics. I want to return all the glory to God for breaking the yokes of academic stagnations in my family. Hallelujah.
Every limit that came here with you will not return with you in Jesus' name.
Praise God. I'm Okpokoro Miracle Edirin from Delta State, Isoko. I bring you greetings from Federal University of Otueke. I've come to give God praise. 5 years ago, I've been believing God for miracle admission into a university, not polytechnic. My mom will always tell me, daughter, calm down. God will put you in a new university. I was like, university is all old now, lock up. So God be the glory. I get admission into Federal University of Otueke last year, and I've come to give God the glory. I'll be the third set that will graduate from my department. I've come to give God praise. Those that I thought it was over with me, God shocked them. Oluwa Shoka shocked them. Hallelujah.
Every academic stagnation in your life, it is destroyed in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. I am Asogba Olufemi Michael. September 1997, I joined this commission. That was when I finished my primary school. Sharp, sharp. God made me finish primary school, secondary school. Sharp, sharp. God made me finish university. Before my university, the Holy Spirit led me, my son, go and study mathematics. I went. I graduated 2011, 2012. God gave me a job into a Lagos State government. That, after 3 years, promotion came. And a secular was passed. Promotion is on political. God of Bishop Olani Oyedepo does not work with political. He works with instruction. That promotion came. Out of 56, we were 12. I was number one. Now, let me tell you something. Comes this year, the next promotion was slated this year. And last year, I called some of my fellowship members in the church that we pray for me for promotion. This year. They said, when? I said, this year. They said, why are you bothering yourself? The promotion came. I told God, this year, the spirit that is in my father, let it go before me. Now I'm a senior officer in the ministry. God promoted me to a senior officer level. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Your promotion is next in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. My name is Faith Shingu from Living Faith Church, Bukuru Jos. I'm here to return all the glory to the God of Shiloh. I graduated 2007 from secondary school. I was believing God for admission. I came to Shiloh 2008. I stood upon this altar while the decoration unit were cleaning. I told God, Father, this is one of my prayer items. Give me a miracle admission. And God did it. 2010, I was by the satellite. Mama said, God is too faithful to fail. I was there by the satellite. I believe God. I wrote JAM 5 times. My admission couldn't come. But 2011, God did it. My admission came immediately, sharp, sharp. 2018, I graduated. 2019, I finished my service here. I'm returned to the glory.
Sharp, sharp, your own admission is coming.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My name is Abiodun Ebenezer. I want to give God the glory. I finished university 2011 at the age of 25. And when I started working 2014, I started coming to Shiloh, but I do attend 2 classes, that is breaking, marital courses and generational courses. And then I've been believing God for miracle marriage. But it couldn't work out. Not until last year, Shiloh. I came to Shiloh with my own car. Few days to Shiloh. That was 5 days to Shiloh. God gave me a new car. And I was like, God, I need to come back to Shiloh 2019 with my own wife. And I was lying down here and I pray that God should do it. Twice this year, Papa has already told us that we should write the date of our wedding down. I wrote it, the first one failed, but the second one could not fail. And then on the June 20th, my birthday, I proposed to my ordained spouse. And then November 2nd, we did the introduction. And then November 23rd, we went for our traditional wedding at Owerri. She called me on that Friday that, baby, what if the price is too high? Will you still marry me? I said, don't worry. God is in control. Praise the Lord. To my surprise, everybody that went with me from Lagos to Owerri, we all flew down to that traditional wedding, and we came back with air. And on the 30th of November, just concluded week, the Lord gave us a miracle marriage. I'm happily married.
Hallelujah! You are next on the line for miracle marriage in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Shiloh 2019. Youth Alive. My name is Mrs. Emma Borosmary. 2016, we bought a bus from Warri to Canaanland here. Me and this young man, which is my husband now, were the same bus. I never knew that it was my husband then. 2017, we entered the same bus. But God did something. The vehicle gets wet like 3 times on the way. Me and my girlfriend, we went to a place to buy mineral. This young man, which is my husband now, followed us, and he paid for the mineral. When we get to Canaanland here, he said, can I have your number? Reluctantly, I gave him my number. February 2018, he called me. He said, where are you? I said, I'm in school. He said, you'd like to see me. November 23 was our wedding. We become one. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You are next in the name of Jesus. Please ensure you buy mirror for somebody. Hallelujah.
My name is Esosa Ovabo.
One house. Shout hallelujah.
My name is Esosa Ovabo. I have come to give glory to God.
Calmness in the house. Peace. Hallelujah.
My name is Esosa Ovabo. I have come to give glory to God of this commission. I have come to give glory to God of this commission that has destroyed every marital disappointment. since I've been in several relationships, but 6 years ago, I did my introduction that never led to marriage. 2017, I joined this commission, and 2018, I attended Youth Alive Forum. And on this altar, somebody testified how God destroyed every marital disappointment in her life, and I came into it. And I came into every prophetic declaration for Papa. This year, Shiloh 2018, I was connected to my husband. This year, October 5, we did our introduction. And November 30th, this last Saturday that passed, I was gloriously married.
Hallelujah! God has remembered you for good today.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My name is Marvelous Aberechi. I want to thank God for healing me from partial paralysis. For over a week, I couldn't walk. They gave me injection in the wrong place. But I decided that I must come for Shiloh, that no matter what the devil wants to do, that I must be in this Shiloh. And God helped me. They carried me to this floor on Tuesday night. And on Wednesday, the whole preaching was all about faith. And I say, God, this faith, I have to put it into practice. And yesterday, after the encounter night, I stand, but I fell. I keep standing, but I was falling. But I say, God, no matter how I feel, I must know I must pass. And last life will start out.
Hallelujah! Your testimony is this in Jesus' name.
Shiloh 2019, breaking limits. Somebody turn to your neighbor, say, sharp, sharp. Say, God of sharp, sharp is the God of breaking limits. My sharp, sharp testimony shall go on with me from this Shiloh. Celebrate God with a louder clap offering. For those amazing testimonies, shall we wave our hands to Jesus, the owner and the doer of all this amazing testimony. Amen. Daniel 11, verse 32. Daniel 11, verse 32. Be part, but the people that do know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploit. Strength is one of the characteristics of an eagle. And the word of God is likened to be a meat. We are about to receive another menu. And the meat of the word is about to be served. That will give us the strength to fly high. As a spiritual eagle, in this forum, you will fly. You will soar high in the name of Jesus. The word of God is about to come our way. God's servant is ready to speak the word of the Lord into our life. It's my prayer in this forum today that your own catching up moment you shall not miss in the name of Jesus. God's servant ministering to us yesterday gave us a classic question. What am I living for? Another word of instruction is about to come. And I know from this Youth Alive Forum 2019, where the Lord has decided to break every limit in our lives, there shall be no more stopping of us in the name of Jesus. We'll be rising to pray, to receive, or to ask or set our expectation aright. Without proper expectation, there can never be manifestation. The man at the front of the beautiful temple, expecting, seeing Peter coming, gave heed that he might receive something, and he really received. As the word of God is about to come today, with your focus, avoiding distraction, you shall be visited in the name of Jesus. I want you to please rise to your feet this moment and ask the Lord, Lord, the word for the moment. My own customized word, send it to me. I am set to soar high in life. Send me my own word, the word that will launch me into a new pedestal. Send me my own word in the name of Jesus. As you have prayed, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. To bring out God's word in this forum today, join me, put your hands together for Jesus as we welcome God's servant, the Vice President, Mission Inspectorate, Pastor John Adenekon. Celebrate God with a clap offering.
Shout hallelujah! Shout, shout, shout hallelujah! Come and lift up your hand and celebrate Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Mighty One of Israel, the one to whom we have gathered. We are not gathered unto any man, but unto Jesus. Shiloh, that's the one we are gathered unto. Celebrate him. Lift up your voice. Let's worship Shiloh. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him the glory and the honor. Magnify his name. Give him praise. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Nekusaki kakoto baroba diada baredo shia. Jesus, we worship you tonight. We praise your name. We give you the glory and the honor and the power. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. We give you praise. Take your place in our midst tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Do you know that most of those we celebrate in scriptures today made it young? Most of them, if not all of them. David became king at 30. Joseph got to the throne at 30. Job said in Job 29, as I was in the days of my youth, when the Spirit of God was upon my tabernacle, when the secrets of God was upon my tabernacle, he found the secrets that made him the richest man in his time when he was youth. You can find something. I said you can find something. On this Shiloh 2019 ground, you will find something. I say you will find something. Daniel got to Babylon very young. He was one of those young men that were picked, one of the small boys, to be trained. But as small, he found something. He was small when he told them, I won't eat the king's food. He was small. Joseph was small when he looked at Potiphar's wife and said, no, I won't do it. They all found something. They found it young. God delights in giving it to the young. Now, get set for the best moment of your life. On this mountain, you will find it. Come on, tell 2-3 people for me, you will find it here. This is your time. You are finding it this time. Put your hands together for the Lord. As you please take your seat. It's my privilege to share with us on this second day of the Youth Alive Forum, a privilege given me by my father, the apostle over this commission. And I trust and believe that you will be truly blessed this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you also know that there is nothing we are doing now God did not already prepare before we were born? What anyone can take from here already has been prepared. But what anyone will take now depends on that person. What anyone can take already has been prepared. But what anyone will take depends on the person. If it is God, he opens his hands wide. So everything is available. All options are on the table. But which option you pick is your choice. Which of what is available you take, you determine that. But I believe you will take it all. Up to the last day of Shiloh, the best on this ground will be yours. Developing character and courage, if we must soar as an eagle. That's the topic for this afternoon. Developing character and courage, if we must soar as the eagle. The eagle is our study for the hour. And there is an eagle anointing in this place. Somebody here is receiving that anointing. There is an eagle anointing in this place. Because God does not name things for fun. When he gives name, there's an anointing that backs it. Every name carries with it function. There's an eagle anointing here. And you are taking it this afternoon. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Reading from verse number 9. That is our text for the Youth Alive Summit. Deuteronomy 32, reading from verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Verse 11. As an eagle steered up our nest. Say with me, as an eagle. Tell somebody, I'm an eagle. As an eagle steered up our nest, fluttered over our young, spreaded abroad our wings, taketh them, beareth them on our wings. Verse 12. So the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him. Now, where did he end up? He made him. Say with me, he made him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Butter of kine and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan. That sounds good, is it not? That sounds very good. That's where somebody is going to. Somebody's here. That's describing where you will end up at. And goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. He said, as an eagle fluttereth over a young. As an eagle taking responsibilities. Then he begins to make him. As an eagle, taking up responsibilities, taking positive steps, then God begins to make him. Whatever we will become will be what we initiate. Wherever we end up is where we decided.